Of course, it's obvious by now that the more positive self-esteem you have, the better your life will be. Well, what if you could feel good about yourself, truly appreciate yourself right now? What if you could feel like you really belong, just as you are right now? What if you could feel safe and personally empowered to begin changing right now? What if you could have the energy to tackle new challenges, to courageously look into unexplored areas of your life, and add richly to the texture and flavor of all your experiences right now? Think of how much you could achieve if you had all of that. Although virtually all human performance professionals agree on the value and importance of personal self-esteem, it's true that only a rare few can teach us how to achieve it. Everyone seems to talk about self-esteem, but they don't know how to teach us effective ways of achieving it. That's where the neuro-linguistic programming technology comes in. Because with NLP, you can easily learn the specific steps for using your brain to powerfully impact your self-esteem, which in turn will impact your level of personal achievement. NLP has the technology, the step-by-step procedures for personal change, which I look for during much of my adult life. Growing up in an alcoholic and suicidal family system, I became personally very interested in the nature and building blocks of self-esteem. My family, which I believe was not unlike millions of other families, had an unspoken demand of its members. Basically, it was, don't rock the boat. Does that sound familiar? I felt subtly pressured to keep my light from shining, to only aspire to mediocrity, to be the same as others. I was shy and easily embarrassed. I needed to change my attitudes about myself and about what I was able to personally achieve. I needed to know how specifically I could build or create self-esteem within myself. I spent many years in formal education. My university degrees in psychology and counseling and mental health only hinted at what was possible. NLP provided me with real tools to change my life and the lives of others who truly want to change in the direction of personal achievement. Today, I'm happy to know that NLP studies how the brain works. It studies how people think, and it provides us with effective step-by-step tools designed to produce the results we truly desire. NLP has discovered that people think in terms of inner pictures, sounds, and feelings. When you learn to change your inner pictures and sounds, even your personal perspective, you will have the choice to dramatically impact your self-esteem, your emotions, your beliefs and attitudes about yourself and others. And frankly, I believe you need to know an even deeper truth right now. Willpower is not enough to create self-esteem. My guess is that you've probably discovered this for yourself the hard way many times. And yet, if you're anything like me, you need to hear it spelled out once and for all. All the willpower in the world will not create an objective and favorable impression of yourself, which influences all your experiences. Using your willpower to create self-esteem is an exhausting effort and simply doesn't work. What you need is know-how. For example, with NLP, we know that low or high self-esteem is due to your map or representations of yourself. It is not due to the reality of how you actually are, but to your representations of yourself, to the way you think about yourself. Change your representations of yourself, and you change your self-esteem. It's as simple as that. NLP knows that some of the building blocks of self-esteem, of this pervasive self-appreciative attitude, are the kinds of pictures we have of ourselves. That is the way we think of ourselves. But don't take my word for all of this. Find out for yourself. Right now, for example, notice that when you see a small, dim, black and white image of yourself, you actually feel differently about yourself, about who you are, than when you see an image of yourself which is large, bright, and colorful. Take a moment right now to turn off the tape player, create these mental images of yourself, and notice your reactions.